Point of View.
Monday to Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m.
As I said, we've requested the city of Johannesburg to talk to us about the AfriForum's attempt to go to court, and they want to take the city of Johannesburg because they are saying there are some irregularities with regards to looming rate hikes for schools, colleges, universities and so on, basically institutions of learning. So on the line with us is City of Johannesburg MMC for Finance, Julie Sidibe. Thank you so much, Julie, for making time for us. Good evening.
Oh, I can hardly hear you, Penelope.
Okay, can you hear us now, Julie?
That's better. That's much better.
All
yes.
Right. Thanks for making
good
time.
Good evening to you.
Thanks for making time for us, Julie. Just give us a background from your side. We were told yesterday by AfriForum that we have looming rate hikes in the city, particularly for schools and colleges and so on, institutions of learning. Give us a background of what it is that the AfriForum has alerted us to.
Thank you for inviting me to this conversation, and good evening to all your listeners. The long and the short of it is that in 2014, as long ago as that, the Municipal Property Rates Act was amended with respect to what categories are allowed to be used in order to calculate and charge rates. And since, and those were initially implemented on the 1st of July of 2014. But at that time in the city of Johannesburg, the 2013 general valuation law had just been implemented. And so those amendments were not taken into account at that time. And the law then allowed 7 years for all municipalities to implement the categories that National had forced upon us. And in this time, in this between time, the city has been in consultation with COPTA at national level to request that we be allowed to retain our subcategories. And education was one of them. And right up until the very, very last minute, the national COPTA has said absolutely not. You may not implement your subcategories. So this isn't something that Johannesburg as a city has suddenly decided we're going to implement on our residents. This is a national, legal, Municipal Rates Act, legislated, gazetted implementation that at the very, very last minute has been implemented in Johannesburg. If we hadn't implemented it for the 1st of July 2022, which is tomorrow, we would have been found wanting and non-compliant with this national law.
So let's talk about what you're referring to, which is what I think the issue is. And yes, I think everybody's on the same page about Municipal Property Act, Rate Act, that everybody's been aware of since 2014. The issue here is the subcategories, recognition by COCTA. And why is everybody caught off guard by the last minute decision by COCTA?
I can't answer for why everybody was caught off guard by the fact that our application to have our subcategories allowed, because when our rates policy was tabled in council in March of 2022 for public participation, the education, it's more than education, there are at least 7 subcategories that we had and that we had asked for that COCTA had disallowed. All of those categories are excluded in our rates policy. I can even route you to page 11. that was tabled in March this year. And then on the next page, on page 12, the education policy was very, the education, that private education was very clearly included in the business and commercial category that is now legislated by COPTA.
Yes, so you so can't answer people, for everybody, but can you not answer?
I can't answer for everybody. It was tabled.
Let me just finish what I'm asking you. You cannot answer for everybody, but you can then answer for the city in explaining why were you surprised that COCTA rejected this at the last, you said the last minute. What was the last minute? Maybe you can give us those dates.
The last minute was that we continued to appeal. We continued to ask, we continued to say, we need these subcategories, can we have them?
Yes.
We need these subcategories, can we have them? And we held out on appeal right up until the very last minute. Not that we were surprised at the last minute, but that we were took it right up until the very last moment that we would, that it could be possible for COCTA to change their mind and say, yes, you can have them. So we fought, and we fought as the city of Johannesburg with COCTA to say, we need these subcategories.
So when was the last rejection by COCTA?
I don't have a date on actually when that last one came through, but it was right up until we couldn't anymore.
So here's the problem, because I understand that the processes have gone this far and you've been appealing and appealing and appealing. I think the issue here by the residents and everybody involved is them feeling like they're being caught off guard. So this kind of process, would it not have been the city, not just the city of Johannesburg, by the way, all the other municipalities, would it not have been your role to take the community and the residents with you? In other words, that they are aware there's this appeal process that's ongoing and it is likely to be rejected by COCTA, so that when you start implementing, we're all kind of on the same page. At the moment, it feels a little bit like it's just been sprung on the residents, therefore the uproar.
I think the uproar is... possibly Johannesburg could have managed it better.
Yes.
And possibly that could have been. But nothing was hidden from the residents. So the rates policy that was tabled in March clearly indicated that the categories had changed and clearly indicated where those categories that were no longer applicable where they belonged.
So, and AfriForum disputes that, by the way, Julie, that in March that was not included in the participation process. They were surprised just, you know, at the last minute when this was brought in into council. So they're disputing that in March this was actually there.
It was there in March, and I have proof of what was tabled in March. And I can root, I would clearly, and with respect, request AfriForum to look at what was tabled in March and go to pages 11 and 12, which clearly exclude education, and clearly on page 12 include private education in the business and commercial category.
So it's unfortunate because AfriForum is a political movement, but you have institutions like Cura, for instance, who are saying that they're taking you to court because they feel that this has been sprung on them. Have you responded to anybody objecting to this, by the way? They say they've been sending you letters. Have you had engagements? Have you responded to anybody?
From my perspective as NMC Finance, from the Finance Department, from the Rates Department, which is overseen by NMC Finance, I have not seen a single, not one, not a single objection. Nothing to date has landed on my desk. That doesn't mean that tomorrow I'm not going to have a slew of these objections, but nothing has come to me. AfriForum has not engaged with me. Nobody has spoken to me. Nobody from outside of media has spoken to me about what is going on here. And I think perhaps AfriForum would probably object to you calling them a political organization. I think they like to consider themselves as being apolitical and a citizen-centric organization rather than political.
Yeah,
it is unfortunate.
Julie, I don't think you and I should have that conversation. I see them as
probably
I see them as a political movement, and I think I'm within my rights to see them how I want to see them. They've said they've sent you a letter, and you are saying you have not seen a letter, or are you saying in your department you have not seen your letter, not necessarily speaking on behalf of the city?
It hasn't been sent to me. So it may have been sent to the city, but it hasn't been sent to me, and it hasn't been sent to the finance department, and it hasn't been sent to the property unit in the finance department where the rates policy emanates. So it might have been sent. It might have been sent somewhere else to the city, but I have not yet been made aware of that.
And therefore, you would also not have seen court papers. They would not have arrived at your desk.
I haven't. I haven't seen the court papers, no, so I can't answer to those. I haven't seen them.
In the likelihood that, I mean, as I said, AfriForum, Curo, and I think there are others who are lining up to take the city to court, in the likelihood that this does happen, what does that mean? Apparently, they're looking for an urgent appeal. What is possible, just so that the residents know where they stand? Does it mean that the city tomorrow, for instance, will go ahead either way, or is this process likely to halt the process as we know it?
The rates, all the rates increases, not just education, all the rates increases, and that is property rates and water, electricity, sanitation, refuse, they all come into effect on the 1st of July, which is tomorrow, and the effect will be seen on everybody's bill at the end of July.
Okay.
Unless there is a court interdict that says you're not allowed to do this. Now, on the basis that the rates policy that was tabled in March clearly indicates which categories would be excluded and where the excluded categories would now find themselves in the categories as mandated by COPTA in national legislation, I have to say that I am most inclined to believe that the court would find in the city's favour.
Why would you say that?
Because everything is on open platform. The rates policy, as was tabled in March, clearly states what would be excluded and where that what was excluded would be, which legislative categories they would find themselves in.
Yeah.
So nothing was hidden from anybody. That rates policy was tabled for public comment, and I was extremely surprised when we got to the end of the public participation process that there was no comment from the public at all on the rates. The outcry from the public had to do with, we don't have power, we don't have water, our city's dirty, and we don't feel safe. That was the comment that we got from our entire public participation process, which actually took place from the entire time from between March to the end of April. I attended every IDP meeting publicly, in person. There was one that I didn't attend when I had COVID. And no one in those public meetings said anything about the rates. Those were the four issues that came out of the public participation. I was surprised when we got to the end of that process that there had not been any comment, never mind an outcry. There wasn't a comment.
You see,
about the rates.
You see, Julie, it's upon all of us to make sure that people understand what is there to comment on. And you said earlier that could the city have done better? And you said you think maybe the city could have done better. And one of the things that I think we need to be very aware of is our responsibility to be also the people that make it possible for people to understand what some of these things mean. I can tell you now, Julie, perhaps you need to give me another 10 minutes to explain to the people exactly what this means in their lived experience. And let's see if people will not comment. If people just see this thing, you know, the RATE Act, and they have no sense of, okay, this category means that perhaps the schools will move from where they are to a business category. What it effectually means is that the schools will be paying higher rates, therefore they will be paying higher school fees. I don't know if people would not have commented. What I'm saying is, do we know for sure that people understood clearly what this was about when we say there was no comment? Are we being fair in saying that people knew what this actually meant? I don't know if we can say that.
I hear what you say, and there is possibly a level at which that could be agreed. However, mm-hmm. in the previous year, when the same process took place, the city did the same process that it always did. There was the rates policy went out for comment. The IDP sessions were taken.
Electrical power issues come up.
And
so you can cancel that. Okay. Zero.
Sorry, that's my husband on the phone because our power's just come back on. We have these challenges with load shedding and all of that.
Look, okay, I'll tell you what, Judy.
But no, let me finish. I just want to say that in the previous year, mm-hmm. the rates policy went out, the increases were stated, the rate, the property rates, main property rates policy rate increase went out at the CPI at the time. And that year, which was towards the end of COVID lockdown, there was such an outcry
mm-hmm.
against the increase in property rates that the increase of the property rates was not the CPI of whatever it was at that time. We heard, the city heard the outcry against the projected and the proposed property rates that it was only 2%. And so the city understands, all the residents in the city know what the public participation is about. And they had objected the year before. And that objection had been so high that that increase was only 2%. And in this year, not only was there no outcry, there was actually no comment.
So you're the MMC of Finance. I bet you next month people are not going to be able to keep up with this rate hike. What does this then mean for the city's plans?
For people, and yes, there's a huge, there's an intense effect on people's income at the moment, because just when we thought COVID was over and people were on their way going back to work and those jobs that had been saved and new businesses starting, because where there's a challenge there's also opportunities, and new businesses were starting and people were starting to believe that the economy could pick up, then there was the war in Ukraine, which affects our wheat supply and our fuel supply, and then our fuel prices at the moment are going up horrifically. And so there is intense pressure on every resident's income.
Yeah.
And the best that I could say, the best that I could say, and the city, we do care about our residents. And our budget is very firmly based on a collaborative and a cooperative relationship between the city and our residents. And any resident, any business who finds himself in a situation where their bill is too onerous and they find that they got to find themselves in trouble, then they must come and talk to the city. They mustn't let their bill rack up and rack up and rack up until there's a debt there that cannot be repaid. They need to come into the revenue centres, come into any revenue centre, talk to our staff and make arrangements on how their bills can be paid. And in this next 12 months, which is the next cycle of rate policy review, begin to craft proposals into that rates policy so that things like the schools, so all the private schools who are registered with the Department of Education can apply for a 25% rebate on their rates. That is available to them. But maybe there should be something else in that space. And so those educational facilities that would prefer to have a bigger rebate, a better rebate, a different dispensation, we now have another 12 months to input into that process. Where I've been speaking to people, there are people who are living with disabilities who don't necessarily qualify for our expanded social package. And so they now have an opportunity that they should also input into the rates policy. That rates policy comes up for review every single year. And so this year is likely to be difficult for some people who have been taken by surprise. And yet there are so many organizations that look out and watch the rates policies. And all I can say is I'm really disappointed in those who didn't read the policy and make comment as one would have hoped that they would have done. But there's the next year. It's not cast in stone. Next year is another opportunity. And so educational facilities, please read the policy, have a look at the policy, and make your recommendations into the rebates that could possibly be available. Make those recommendations.
Julie, thanks for your time. Yeah, I definitely hear you. We've just run out of time, but thank you. Thank you very much for your time. Julie Sidibe is a City of Johannesburg MMC for Finance. You heard it for yourself. What do you make of that? 086-000-00959. So from tomorrow, you will be expecting a bill that's much, much higher. You can therefore also expect to be paying school fees that are going to be higher, because what this will then mean for schools is that their rates will be 10 times more from next week. I can tell you now, this is going to change a lot of lives.
Point of View, Monday to Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m.